Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, March 11th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Despite the weight of persecution, the church in Vietnam sees development. Skateboarders and BMX riders point young people to Christ, and astonishing growth comes to the church in 2003. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Vietnam, where the oppression of tribal Christians continues. The nation is fourth on Open Doors World Watch list, detailing countries where Christians are most heavily persecuted. In spite of the security risks, the Bible League continues encouraging the church. We're told,
the negative reports of persecution are genuine. There's plenty out there in the media about arrests and persecution, but a lot of that is happening among tribal groups that the government views as an insurgency, or that the tribal group itself is kind of anti-government.
Our source remains unnamed due to security issues. He insists the story isn't all bad in Vietnam.
People are coming in from their various Bible studies and preaching points and outposts to the mother church, and the mother churches are getting larger, and they're really longing for a day when church planting, as we think of it here, can be legalized.
Meanwhile, young people are the focus of a new evangelistic DVD. The Luis Palau Evangelistic Association just completed the editing this week on a project that features actor Stephen Baldwin, as well as 11 professional skateboarders and BMX riders. LPEA's Kevin Palau says it's called Livin' It, which features some incredible sports action.
Just as importantly, all the behind the scenes and the fun and just seeing the lives of these guys and how much they love the Lord, and putting it together as a cool tool that junior and senior high students and college age and others would think is cool enough to give to unchurched friends and youth pastors to use as an outreach.
According to Palau, this DVD could be a great outreach in the United States because
more kids skateboard now than play baseball. It's just a part of youth culture. It's got great music to it, and it has Stephen Baldwin, and it really is just a lot of fun, as well as being a way to share the good news.
Livin' It will be available in stores in May. You're listening to Mission Network News. Southern Baptist missionaries witnessed huge growth of evangelistic work in 2003. The International Mission Board trustees heard details of last year's work, highlighted by more than 500,000 baptisms. While more than 5,000 people groups still have little or no access to the gospel, Southern Baptist missionaries and their overseas partners also opened work among 192 new people groups during 2003. Continue to pray as people respond to Christ in an unprecedented manner. Next, if you're an entrepreneur and interested in missions, at least one mission organization needs you. While nationals are increasingly doing their own evangelistic and church planting work, many national workers need help in becoming financially self-sufficient. The Bridge International's R.K. Ulrich says investors are needed.
We are not only talking money here, we are talking also talent. They see the resources in what is available, and he knows how to put people with resources and get growth.
That ultimately helps national believers sustain their own ministry by financing evangelism outreach, training, and church construction. Ulrich says this is a great way for some Christian business people to feel a part of evangelism.
So often the businessman is never really given a significant place for his gifting within the church, because he doesn't necessarily sing in the choir or preach as well. He's sort of ignored. There are a lot of people with a burden for missions, but they simply don't know what to do.
And ministry teams for the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism are gearing up for a church plant in Chile. They modified a house in Puente Alto to serve as a temporary meeting place, with an official dedication slated for March 21st. ABWE's Chile ministry focus is on church planting, Bible correspondence courses, and education. The ABWE team is also training future leaders in theology and practical areas of ministry. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.